Now I'm joined on the phone there by Jordan McCarthy. Jordan is a writer, and Jordan used his time in lockdown very, very interestingly. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, Jordan?
Yeah, hi Liz, thanks very much for the opportunity. Well, I was fortunate enough to get a place on or in a writing group, a writing collective during lockdown, which is Cork County Library we're running. So we started up about 2 years ago, almost to the day. And obviously with lockdown restrictions, it was a writing group that had to go online. So our meetings were virtual. They were held on Zoom, which we've all become familiar with over the past 2 years. But the groups, the collectives were led by Matthew Geedon, who's the Cork County Library writer in residence. So Matthew was in lots of workshops and headed lots of writing groups over the past couple of years. There were three groups set up, and yeah, basically we met fortnightly. We'd submit our short stories or poems to each other via email, and we'd offer each other constructive feedback. And yeah, we're still meeting every fortnight. It's been really enjoyable. I've been delighted to kind of get advice and guidance from people who have a lot more experience than me in writing. And I suppose, long story short, as a result of our prose collective meeting fortnightly over the past 2 years, we've been able to put together an anthology, a writing magazine called Swerve Magazine. And it's I had it in my hand last week, the final proof. It's gone to the print journal, and it's hopefully going to be available for the public to pick up and buy in mid-July. And I should mention Mitch Moroney is the person in our writing group. Mitch is an artist and writer based in Meskmark. This project was compiled, and it was led by Mitch. She took the initiative. It was her drawings, her frozen work, her vision, and let it come into fruition, really, because I think every project needs a leader, and for us it was Mitch to get it over the line. And I suppose, look, what makes this magazine different to others, I think it's really colourful anyway, in comparison to other literary magazines, other journals, anthologies. I mean, Mitch's photographs really enhance it, I think. I know even on page 50, 58 there, I think it is, there's a wonderful photo of cows looking out over the gate in an area in West Cork. It's brilliant. Photos like that, you know, of the Cork countryside, I think, really add to it. So, yeah, I'm delighted to have some work featured in it, Liz. And I should mention Matthew, obviously, as well. His guidance, his insight and mentorship have been brilliant. And myself, Janet here, and Assumpta Curran, then we look after the promotional side of things. You know, Twitter, social media, like talking to you today, etc. So, yeah, it's been, I suppose it was a good positive thing to emerge from lockdown, as you say, yeah.
Were you into writing before this?
I was, Liz. Yeah, I suppose about 10 years ago in college, my grandmother had passed away, actually, and I was going into final year, and I kind of stumbled into writing for the college magazine, writing about sports, maybe. And from there, I kind of took off and went to write for the Echo and the Examiner, and these thoughts around the writing, sports writing, but then it was 6 or 7 or 8 years before this. But I only kind of got into poetry and sports stories during lockdown. I've been in it before. I remember in your library there, Matthew's predecessor, which would have been Danny Denton, whose new book is out this week, actually. I would have went to a few workshops with Danny Denton, and he gave me plenty of encouragement to keep writing. That's kind of where the fiction side of things started for me, in those workshops in your library and Emory Keneally, Emory Austin, let me know if there was any writing groups meeting. And then this opportunity came up through Cork County Library then with the writing groups meeting, and that kind of got me writing a bit more, and I think I learned a lot. And it's still daunting, I suppose, sending out your work, but the group have been very encouraging. I think we encourage each other and offer each other support.
And I suppose it's a good news story to come out of lockdown as well, to know you used your time productively.
Yeah, no, you said it really is. And like, it seems like another time now when we first started a meeting, but it was something to look forward to every second Thursday for us. We got to know each other quite well. We subsequently been able to meet for a coffee or whatever, but it started off firstly, but even last week now we were able to meet some of us, the core five members of the writing group who've kind of taken on the running of the magazine. It was great. Now we've become good friends and supporters of each other.
Okay, and you also
it's a good story.
You also got some good news this week about an official launch.
That's right, yeah, we're blown away really. Like the West Cork Literary Festival, that's one of the biggest gigs of the year. Readers and writers alike all over Ireland, and even poets, we look forward to that every July. And we're delighted to hear now that we're going to be able to launch the magazine in July at the West Cork Literary Festival, which is massive for us really. So mid-July is kind of the time when it'll be available to the boy. And as well, like even closer to home in Yarl there, Ballymaloe Mayfair next month, we'll hopefully have some of our Writing Good members reading from the anthology there. So there's a couple of events like that to look forward to, Liz, yeah.
Yeah, and the magazine, it's kind of a bit of everything in it. There's some short stories, poems, there's a lot of photos.
Yeah. That's it, like it's different, as I said, to your other traditional literary journals or anthologies. Really colourful, really artsy, like the pink cover with the yellow font, Swerve as the title on it, is really effective, I think. Matthew Gaydon, the poet, who has a collection coming out later this year, he's written the foreword to the magazine, which we're delighted about as well, and he said some nice words about it. And again, as I've done, he pays tribute to Mitch Maroney, because I can't stress her, I can't over emphasize her role in the whole magazine. She, you know, she took her initiative and her vision has led to come into fruition really. She's done Trojan work getting it together, and her photos and colours that she's added to it, as well as her own poems and stories, are really magnificent. So there's about 21 of us involved, and it's a mixture of poetry, short stories, and there's a couple of memoir pieces in there as well. I know Nick Smith has done a memoir piece based about his dad. So 21 contributors, lots of brilliant photos. I think there's something for everyone there as well. Look, we're excited to get it out and to share our work. And I guess what makes it different to other magazines as well is that we're focusing on new writers, you know, writers that haven't had books published before. It's going to give new Cork writers an opportunity. This is the first issue, but we do have long-term goals to have a second, a third, and build on that, and to give writers who aren't in the writing group, who just have some sort of connection or affiliation with Cork, the opportunity to submit their work there. Yeah, you know.
It sounds something you're very proud of.
I'm delighted, Liz. Yeah, because I mean, sports features, Cork racing interviews and stuff for the Echo and the Examiner and the East Cork Journal over the years. But fiction, I think, is I find it more daunting, and it's almost like you're bearing your soul. It's a more personal thing. So I mean, to get work out there now physically as well as online, it will be available as a PDF. It's a great thrill, and you know, you become close to the other writers as well. You understand how daunting it is putting your work out there. It is nerve-wracking at times. But yeah, like it's great. I'm delighted to get my work out there, and I speak on behalf of the rest of the gang as well, with work in the Swerve Journal that they're thrilled too. And yeah, I've been reading through it there now again even this morning, a PDF edition of it, and it's really enjoyable. It's something that you can add to your bookshelf or your coffee table and go back to again and again. Lots of different themes in it. I know the likes of one of the titles, I think, even if you're looking through the table of contents there, Viva La Vida, the Cork Cliffhand, Sumter Corn has done a lovely story on that, which is kind of based around the whole COVID lockdowns as well. So yeah, it wasn't all bad lockdown. Like, I mean, some of the stories are inspired by the pandemic, and that's just one of them. I know I've fortunate enough to have two pieces in there, a poem and a story. My poem was actually inspired by the all artist Patsy O'Mahony. I told him about that recently, actually, because I'm a fan of his paintings, and I saw him painting out at the beach one day during lockdown when I was out for a stroll, and I kind of got a poem out of that. So yeah, you can take inspiration from anywhere.
Well, you know. Yeah, it sounds really good. I mean, to be fair, a lot of people were at a loss of what to do during lockdown, and you definitely came up with something brilliant.
We're very proud of it, and even, you know, it's been invaluable as well to be able to share your work with the group.
You're just breaking up a little bit there.
Sorry, Liz, I'll move around there. It's been invaluable to be able to share,
sorry, Jordan, you're breaking up again.
We're breaking up again. Sorry,
yeah, that's much better.
You can hear me there.
Yeah,
it's been great, like getting, you know, the encouragement from the rest of great to be able to work within before you put it out there, whether you share it online or send it off to the paper or another magazine. It's great to kind of share it within the group first and see how you can improve on things. Look, I suppose the best thing, we should mention probably our social media channels, sorry, Liz. Yeah. I think you can find out more about the magazine on Instagram. Mitch puts up some brilliant photographs on our Instagram page, which is @swirl_ magazine. And our Twitter then is the opposite. It's @magazine_swirl. So I know Mitch has got our website up and running as well, swirlmagazine.org. There'll be more updates on that as well over the next weeks and months, so you can keep track of the magazine development there. But yeah, look, it's great to be involved in it, and I'd have to pay tribute to Mitch Maroney herself, because without her guidance in it and her efforts, it wouldn't have come to fruition, really, to be honest.
Okay, Jordan, thanks very much, and we wish you the best of luck with it, and we might chat to you actually after the launch, and you can let us know how you got on and where people can get the magazine and stuff.
I will, of course, Liz. Thanks very much. So I suppose July is the big date for us, kind of July onwards. It'll be available to purchase. It'll be around about €14. But like from July on, you'll be able to pick up the ebook or the PDF or the physical book itself. We hope to have it available in like in independent bookshops and cafes. And for the time being, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and things like that.
But yeah, we'll definitely touch in with you when you know kind of where people can buy it and stuff, and we'll get it out there.
Yeah, thank much appreciated.
Thanks very much, Jordan. Thank you.